14 minutes after 8 o'clock here on 97.1 Wadsworth Community Radio. And, you know, we were, and again, luckily all the flights worked out well for us today here. And we were, and again, talking about the, you know, we talked with Justin Todd yesterday, Joe, about the, and this is
Military Appreciation Game, which is tonight.
Which is tonight. And again, this is the second time I started that out last year. And again, we'd like to welcome in the studio, of course, our special guest, Sal Gonzalez. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning.
And again, Joe Rogers, Rich Berlin, Mark Arnold sitting over there in the corner. And Doc and Ron are back there holding up the wings for us. We appreciate that this morning. So, again, and again, thanks again for coming in this morning with us here. And, again, Sal, you know, you're originally from Los Angeles, California.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we're in the military. And give us a little bit of your background here before we get into let us know who's in the room here with us.
Gotcha. Well, I grew up in Los Angeles, but I moved to Nashville to pursue a career in music, and it's been a wild ride.
Mm-hmm.
I served in the Marine Corps after 9/11. I decided that I wanted to serve my country. Being with a last name like Gonzalez, I'm sure you can't tell that I'm of immigrant descent, but
no, I can't. No. It's an American name.
Yeah, so I joined up and went off. I found myself in Ar-Ramadi, Iraq, as a machine gunner with 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines. And about 2 months into the tour, I got hit with the 7th explosion, 7th bomb. And that bomb, unfortunately, took my leg and injured another Marine and killed another. Matthew Lynch of Long Island, New York. Mm-hmm. So I spent about a year in the hospital getting a prosthetic leg, learning how to walk again, which sounds a whole lot more impressive than it actually is, and then moved to Nashville shortly after. I went back to Los Angeles for a little while, but I found out that L.A. traffic is not conducive to post-traumatic stress.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
Yeah,
it's totally
right.
Funny.
You're right. It's not funny. Yeah. We'll go with the blind jokes later, Mark.
It might cause post-traumatic stress.
But about 4 or 5 years ago, I started working with the Wounded Warrior Project. They were there basically throughout my entire recovery, from the time that I got injured and shipped to Bethesda, Maryland, where I was getting along with my primary care. A representative of the Wounded Warrior Project came into my bedroom and offered me a backpack and said, on a behalf of a grateful nation, thank you for your service. This is a small token of our appreciation. And that's the way Wounded Warrior Project started, because a few vets remembered being naked in a hospital bed with nothing to call their own, and they decided to put some care packages together so that guys and girls that were in the hospital didn't have to be naked. That's literally how it started.
Wow.
From that beginning all the way to 20 plus different programs that we have now, we've done legislature and Congress. There's all sorts of different things that Wounded Warrior Project has done, but it's been a gigantic part of my recovery and a real boon to veterans all across the nation.
Well, this isn't your first rodeo, so to speak, here in Wadsworth. I know you were here also. You're back here supporting, you know, Rich's initiative here with the honoring the veterans. But you were here a couple years ago with American Blind Golf and Wounded Warrior Project with American Blind Golf and McCullough Championship here too.
Yeah, well, Mark over there has always been a gigantic supporter of the military,
and you can never say no to Mark.
Exactly.
Right.
So Mark had a few warriors out golfing, and he got in touch with Wounded Warrior Project, and they sent me out to come and hang out and play some music and play some golf, and we had a good time. I got out golfed by a bunch of blind guys. It was weird.
Sal, had you always been in the music before, even before this? And how did that transition go from being in, you know, the military to deciding, hey, I want to do music?
I've been a musician ever since I could speak. I have been singing literally since I could talk. My sisters used to get really frustrated and tell me to shut up and yell at me all the time when I was singing all the jingles on television. I remind them that now when they ask me to sing them a song. I was like, oh, you couldn't get
now. Now it's nah. A, now that I was on America's Got Talent, it's okay for me to sing here at the table, right?
But apparently not when I was a little kid. Yeah. Okay, I see how it is. But I've always been a musician. I joined bands throughout high school, and that was my career path. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a dirty hippie musician, a rock star. And when 9/11 happened, that all kind of switched my gears. Again, being of immigrant descent, I was like, this country has given our family a lot. I have to give back in some way.
So you, yeah, and again, unselfishly, you gave up, you put your career on hold to serve your country, and you're back with your luckily you're back, able to come back with your career now.
Yeah, well, I mean, Elvis did, and that's why they call him the king.
Right, there you go. There you go. All right. Very good.
Sal, when Rich, or I'm not sure who from this group contacted you about coming in for tonight's game, what did you think? Were you excited to do it? It's like, you know, what do they want me to come and talk to a football team for?
Mark approached me about it. He called me. He goes, hey, we do a military appreciation night. We'd love for you to come up. And basically anything that Mark Arnold wants, he gets. So I just, he asked, and I said, sure. And it doesn't matter. I'll talk to a wall if you want me to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let's talk to Rich here for a second. Rich, you know, this is the second year that we've done the football team and the athletic department has honored the veterans. How did all this start a year ago? What kind of sparked the idea to do this?
Well, Coach Todd came to me because he wanted to do something like this, as far as something close to 9/11. Wanted to pick a game every year, the home game that's closest to 9/11, do something to honor our veterans, honor those that have served and that are currently serving. They were going to purchase the USA jerseys, and they wanted to do that night. You know, I'm in charge of Veterans Day at the high school, and I told him that that's something that's really important to me, supporting our veterans, and I was happy to get involved and do some of the things he wouldn't be able to do because he's got to coach football. So he ordered the uniforms, and he went through that process, and he does all that with his teams. And then I got with Joe Rogers and Tim Wilson from the VFW and started talking about what this would look like and how we could honor our veterans and the way we would do it at the football game. And it just, through that, and Joe said, hey, you know, Mark Arnold will help out, and, you know, hey, would you like somebody from Wounded Warrior Project? Well, yeah, that'd be great. So it's kind of evolved into not just the football game. We're doing this radio show. Sal is doing a TV show with us this afternoon. He's going to meet with some of my student leaders at the school and talk to them. And it's what I want it to be now. It's more than just honoring veterans at a football game. It is raising awareness for our kids and understanding why. You know, why we stand at attention for the national anthem, why we say thank you for your service, and just have a greater appreciation for what our veterans have done for us.
And, you know, and again, along those lines, it's easy to say, you know, and you hear it, and you know, thank you for it. But this really brings it. I mean, you're seeing it. I mean, it's in the schools. It's out here. It's not just words. I mean, people are actually living the thank you. And again, the Friday Night Lights, I mean, these guys are the reason that we're able to do that safely, and it really is. And so that's an amazing tribute.
Well, and I want to thank Mark. I mean, you know, the American Blind Golf Association paying travel expenses and getting a Wounded Warrior here. I mean, you know, and I don't want to draw attention to something or sound insensitive, but having Sal talk to our kids, and he's, you know, standing there with a prosthetic leg, and kids are going to look at that, and it's going to be real. Yeah, thank you for your service, because they can see, you know, the sacrifice that came with that service.
And again, that you, and again, whether a warrior, you know, has a physical capacity or whatever from the war, whether it's mental, physical, or whatever. And again, even people back, you know, as well as you know, Joe, and the other guys in the room here, whatever war it happens to be, you don't come back the same. I mean, you learn to live with it. You don't forget it. And again, so you are living with you're living with that every day. And again, you know, Sal, some of us, some of you more than others, is that reminder. So again, you know, again here too, we want to thank you obviously for that as well. But you know, as you mentioned, Rich, you put out something like that you want to do that, and again, you just look at the people that come together to make that happen. I mean, it's just what a community.
Well, the support from our community is unbelievable, and no matter what we do, but especially this. This started out as buying some uniforms and and recognizing some veterans, and in 2 years it has grown, and we've got lots of people involved. You know, we sold 300 of these USA shirts that people will be wearing at the game tonight, and you know, we had veterans purchase uniforms that are just like the uniforms that our team is wearing tonight. So the support is unbelievable, and so I'll see tonight we'll have a good crowd there and a lot of people there to support.
Yeah, Rich, we had Coach Todd on yesterday, and he mentioned that one of his players mentioned we play 9 weeks for the folks at Wadsworth for our school and all of that, but this game is something special. It's more important when you see USA on your chest and the red, white, and blue and all of that it means something to the team. I think that's kind of what Coach Todd and probably folks like yourself really want to hear, is that how much a teenager appreciates, you know, the sacrifices that Sal and others have made.
Well, and Coach Todd and his staff have done a great job of talking about that and instilling that in their players. You know, I played sports in high school, and I'll never forget something a coach told me one time. We used to have to wear a tie on game day. And he said, the reason you wear a tie on game day is because when you put a tie on that morning, you know that something important is happening that day. Well, I think it's the same thing with our football team. When they pull over a jersey that says USA on it, they know something important is happening that night that's more than just playing a football game. So I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah. Sal, did you ever play football, basketball, baseball, anything like that when you were growing up?
No, I was a pansy. I was the girl. I was the little artistic kid who got beat
okay.
up on
now. I thought maybe, you know, because some guys play football and have a, you know, musical.
I was athletic. I swam on the varsity team my freshman year of high school, but I quickly stopped. I'm more of a musician.
Okay. Are you going to talk to the team at all tonight, Sal? Do you think?
Yes. Of course. We'll talk to them and try and get them fired up.
Have you been practicing a fired up speech or that? Or?
No.
It's just going to come right out of the gut, right?
It's going to come from the heart, like it always does. Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
Sal, I noticed that you had, and I don't want to throw you under the bus here, but I noticed, I think you brought a guitar with you.
Yeah. I always bring my guitar with me.
See, I've got my camera. He's got his guitar. So yeah, I know what it's like. There you go. All right.
I seem to have misplaced my pick, which might be in my pocket.
You want a quarter?
What? I've got a key to the porta pots here from First Friday. If we get real desperate here, it sort of looks like a pick.
He's got it.
I'm good. I got it. I found it. It was in my pocket. Like I said, a traumatic brain injury.
So do you a lot of cover stuff? Write your own music?
I primarily write my own music, but I play covers and stuff like that because occasionally I curse in my songs, and you can't curse on radio.
So. Right, you're right. Yeah, I don't have the dump button running right now, so okay. All right, so what do you got for us here?
This is an original song that I just finished recording to put on an EP that we're going to release later this year. It's called Heroes. They threw him a party the day that he got home, and they called him a hero, but he felt all alone, surrounded by his family all his friends but one. Oh, he lost him in that country
to a buried roadside bum. When his dad stood up and said, our hero has returned. He looked down at his scars and his purple heart and said, Dad, you know that hurts. His son told me to not sound grateful, cause the good Lord knows I am, for sparing me my life on the day he took my friend. But I still wish that I had gone with him, maybe even took his place. But destiny didn't lead me that way. So I'm not trying to say you're wrong, but heroes ain't the ones who make it home. Well, he said Danny had a daughter that he'll never get to see. And I know that he was proud, but he was only 23. And they gave me this medal and pinned it on my uniform. But this piece of tin don't mean a thing, no, if it can't bring him home. So I told me to not sound grateful, cause the good Lord knows I am, for sparing me my life on the day he took my friend. But I still wish that I had gone with him, maybe even took his place. Oh, but destiny didn't lead me that way. So I'm not trying to say you're wrong, but heroes ain't the ones who make it hurt. Sound grateful, cause the good Lord knows I am, for sparing me my life on the day he took my friends. But I still wish that I'd have gone with him, every day I take their place. Oh, but destiny didn't lead me that way. So I'm not trying to say you're wrong, maybe just a little bit, cause heroes ain't the ones who make it home.
Wow. Thank you. You know, those are that's a song that, and unless you were there, you can't write that, or, you know, I mean, that's you can obviously those are words from someone that obviously experienced it. No one that even knows what happened could write that and put that kind of meaning behind the song. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for letting me share.
Right.
That.
How do I get
one of those records?
When it comes out, you can download it on that newfangled interweb. It will be out on iTunes and Spotify and
yeah, there you go,
else.
Joe.
But if you want, I can print you a 45 and send it up.
Thanks.
Yeah, and he still has a record player.
So do I. Who doesn't?
Yeah. That's right. Hey, Joe and Mark, I mean, lots of, you know, we've had Wounded Warriors here before, and can you talk about, you know, what it means to have, you know, guys like Sal and some of the other warriors that, you know, come to our town here to, keep the message of the Wounded Warrior in our veterans alive. Joe, why don't you start with that?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm a veteran.
Right.
And my two brothers were in also, same time. All three of us were in at Vietnam. And to see some young man like Sal or Sergeant Chai or Elliot, I don't know, it makes your heart feel good. that these guys have survived what they have gone through and can come out and tell us what had happened and to give us more motivational to help the community. This makes me want to help the community even more by listening to Sal. Believe me. And when I am so happy that when Mark Arnold, what was it, 2012, came to me and he says he wanted to find a new place as home. Of course, he's born and raised in Wadsworth, but he was being supported by Rittman. And I says, we're more than willing to have you at the American Legion. And we've been with him ever since. And he has done one heck of a job bringing these wounded warriors in town. And I like to adopt them, just like Sal. I would like to adopt him, too, for our Legion. That's why he's going to be a member of Post 170 Wadsworth.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Proud member.
Right. Mark, what do you, how do you feel when, people like Sal, and we've had, of course, Devin in as well. What do you think? What do you feel when they come in?
Well, I've kind of talked a little bit about it in the past. I was kind of the youngest in our family. My dad landed on the third day of the invasion in Normandy, have a medal around my neck that priests threw out when they fought their way in. And I was lucky. A lot of the World War II vets, in those days, they didn't talk about stuff. But I was the youngest and played a lot of golf with my dad before he passed away. And he changed through the years. So I heard the stories. And I used to joke and say I grew up on the floor of the VFW hall when it was back at the colony in those days. And it's always been important to me. So, similar to Joe, if I can do something. And going to the high school last night, I was telling Rich, when we left the dinner, at least a dozen kids, probably, football players, came up and shook my hand. And I wasn't sitting around them. The two kids sitting across from us said goodbye and shook our hands. But kids that we weren't even near, and to see that, I was in education for 35 years, and to walk back into a high school and see that, hey, if we make a small difference, that's great. So,
and I will tell you, we went to the practice. A bunch of veterans went to the practice, and my hand got sore from shaking. They all came by in a row. Every player out there, what do you have, 100 guys out there?
He's got on the Brooklyn side of 80 people on the field. Yeah.
And every one of them come up and shook every one of our hands and said, thank you. And do you want to bust out crying when they do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a little more sensitive than I should be, but
well, Joe, we all know how sensitive you are.
Yeah.
part of your charm is how sensitive you are.
Well, Sal, what about you when you were in the line and had 88 football players come by and that? Yeah.
I just enjoy talking to the kids and making me feel old, because I told them, I joined the Marine Corps, and this was back in 2000, and 9/11 and all this stuff, and
they're going, that was the year I was born.
Four of them look at me and go, right. I was born that year.
Yeah.
Well, I've been missing a leg for most of your life.
Well, you just look at, and again, we always do the not to forget, but I don't know whether it was this year, whatever. Kids that are graduating from high school, they're learning about 9/11 in history class. We lived it. We were there. We were on TV. We saw it on TV. We're getting the news flashes as we're at work or that kind of a thing. But now, and again, it's been long enough ago, good or bad, that the kids now, it's a history lesson for them. So it's been that long ago. But again, it's you know, and part of all this is just in remembrance to not forget that. So.
Right, yeah. All right, if there's a veteran out there, can they still get the game? Did they have to sign up early? Rich, Joe, how, you know, can they still get in if they want to take part tonight?
Absolutely. When they get to the gate, they just got to say they're a veteran. We want all of our veterans to attend. We want them to be in free, and we want them to stand and be recognized when we announce them to stand and be recognized. So, yeah, there is no special ticket, no special invitation. Just we want our veterans to come to the game so they can see what we're trying to do to support them.
Great, very good.
And right. Sal's going to flip the coin.
All right, yeah.
At 6:30.
Okay, all right.
Just to let you know.
And we'll have two World War II veterans out there for the coin toss. So, and you know, right. And they'll walk out there.
Okay, well, very good. Nice. That's amazing. Yeah. Sal, again, hey, thanks again for coming in. And again, Mark, American Blind Golf, Rich, Joe Rogers. I mean, we could just keep going around the room here. And again, not shake hands or thank everybody enough. Doc, Ron, out there in the back, appreciate all your support as well. So
don't encourage them.
Once again, Sal, thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice and to all the veterans and in the room as well, and we'll see you tonight.
We appreciate it. See you this evening.
Absolutely. We'll see you.
It's 39 minutes after 8 on 97.1 Wadsworth Community Radio.